Hello, and welcome to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast, where each episode we share actionable strategies for amping up your real estate marketing game. And now, here's your host, Dave Cole.
And we welcome you into this edition. Our topic today, networking for more business. And first thing, let's mention by networking that we mean going to events, talking to people, meeting people, getting business, as opposed to, hooking up all your computers with your fellow agents. So let's get that part of it straight. And of course, we're joined as always by social media expert, Scott Winteroth. Scott, welcome on in.
Well, thank you, Dave. Yeah, I actually would be interested in a conversation about networking computers, but no, I know networking in person is definitely an important topic, and there's lots of ways that you can go about it. And there's a lot of ways, I think, too, from a social media, digital marketing for real estate perspective, you can sort of maximize your opportunities when you're out there shaking hands and making smiles.
Yeah, exactly. That's something we can talk about a little later on, because as you're meeting people, getting their business cards or their contact information, keeping up with them, following back with contacts and the social media and the emails and the different forms of communication are important parts of that. So I think the first thing to mention, again, we talk about with networking, and it doesn't necessarily mean going to a, Chamber of Commerce event, or going to listen to some boring speech or some crazy topic, but it's it actually can be a good way to eventually get business from it, or maybe even sooner than eventually get some referrals. And I know it's worked for me personally, from kind of knowing what to do and going to selecting and going to certain events for any one of a number of reasons. So just in preparing for this, I know that my biggest new client from last year with doing marketing that wound up being about an $8,000 client for me was someone that I met at an event using the procedures I'm about to talk with. And the funny thing was, and funny in a good way, is that this person or this company that hired me for the marketing campaign actually kind of interrupted a conversation I was having with who I thought was a bigger potential client that didn't come through. So the point being that, you just never know, and it's the importance of including everybody at an event. And I think the first thing that I want to talk about in that regard is for kind of selecting an event. So if you're a realtor, we're not necessarily talking about an event at the Board of Realtors. It's where you can meet potential clients or people that can refer you to others. So it might be a little bit different from what your conventional thinking might be. So one idea that for finding these events is those of you that have a specialty. You're the Northside condo lady, or you specialize in a certain geographic area, or a certain type of transaction, but I mean of, might be single family homes, multifamily units, or just certain types of, a specialty, or as we talked about in earlier podcasts, maybe you do, for medical people or something like that. So if you've got kind of a specialty, or even a hobby, what you want to do is kind of get into what I call a non-real estate comfort zone. So find events that relate to something that you're interested in. Some examples, it could be something for parents. Maybe you've got young children at home and you want to meet other parents to, maybe form some play dates or be able to share some of the common concerns, or just have a get together so the kids can play, whatever the case might be. There might be a meeting of a garden club. A book club is another example that maybe you like to read novels or read certain types of books, and there's other people with those same interests. And in doing that, then, as I say, you're getting into a situation where you're comfortable. So using the book club as an example, So if it's, you know, you love mystery novels or whatever the case might be, then this way, by going to that type of event, you know enough about whatever the topic is to be able to talk about it and be knowledgeable. So that's what I'm suggesting with this, is that to kind of pick your topic, again, based on a hobby or what's, you know, around in the area to go to, then you're at least not necessarily, you know, have to be an expert, but at least knowledgeable on that to then work in eventually that you happen to do real estate. So it's kind of putting something else first as a way to relate to the people that you're meeting. So in that regard, you can, you know what stories you want to tell or what you want to talk about. It gets to the point where, and it's, I want to be diplomatic in saying this, but it's so, you know, you go to an event or you're out and about and you see that, you know, somebody is a, you know, a used car salesman, an insurance salesman, or something where it's selling, and you go, oh, I don't know if I want to talk to this person. They're going to try to sell me insurance, or they're going to ask me what I'm driving or what I'm doing. It's going to be a commercial. And again, it's just to put yourself in that position. You've probably felt that way at some point. And as much as we in the industry hate to admit it, there are some people who would go, oh, they sell real estate. They're going to try to sell me a house. I'm not moving. I mean, this is how some people think, and you kind of have to keep that in mind. So even it comes to now you've chosen your event and you get there, let's say, you know, you can write your name on their name tag, you know, the hello, my name is kind of thing. My suggestion is to, you know, maybe just put your first name or your full name. And those of you that have a badge or even a uniform or, you know, something like that where it's got the name and the real estate affiliation that you're used to wearing, if you're going to an event like this for the reasons I just mentioned, do not wear it. You don't want people to know that you do real estate until you've worked into the conversation and you're into that comfort zone. That's very important because people will approach you differently. They'll, you know, tell you that they're, you know, they're living with their cousin in, you know, Lower Slobovia just to get out of any possible conversation. But if you've got a way that you can relate to them, it gets a little bit easier. So when you're talking to people, obviously it's going to come up, what do you do? Oh, what do you do? And that's fine. But even in that position, you want to kind of have your, as they say, your 30-second elevator speech ready. But rather than just saying real estate, it might be something like, oh, what do you do? And your answer might be, oh, I help people move to Manhattan or whatever the community happens to be. So it doesn't necessarily say you're selling houses or you're doing that. Oh, how do you help them? Because you could be a lender. You could be a real estate agent. You could be a moving and storage company. They don't know. Then it's got them kind of asking questions, and then you can lead into it almost like you're saying without saying, I'm not trying to bombard you or sell you a house. This is what I do. And now they know, they're thinking, they're looking at it. Okay, oh, here's somebody else that loves the same kind of books that I do. Oh, okay, they help people move to this area. Good, maybe we can get more members. Gee, do I know anybody that wants to move here? It's just kind of a, I guess I'll say a subtle or a less intimidating way to, you know, to kind of get the message across. And then you're relating to that person. That's an important thing, Scott.
Yeah, I know. That's actually like sort of what I always try to do when I go to an event is one, it's about them. It's about them first. You know, take the opportunity to learn about who they are and what they're doing if possible. And sometimes it takes a little bit of persuasion tactics to get people to talk and break the ice, and you just sort of come up with something relatable. And I hate small talk, but at the same time, you have to sometimes start with small talk to learn about who they are, because you might find out they're a business owner. You might find out that they're recently divorced or something like that. And that could be a good opportunity to either one, figure out how you can help them and then soft sell your services that way, or two, figure out who you can refer them to so they could become part of your sort of like, you know, quote unquote, referral network. Cause for example, let's say they may not be ready for a real estate, but they could for a real estate transaction, but they could be, maybe they need some type of an attorney that you partner with or some type of mortgage broker. Therefore, if you get them into sort of your referral network, then when they're ready to buy a house, the person that you refer them to hopefully will send them back to you. So always good to sort of source out and, you know, soft sell yourself and really, really think about how to help them first before you go out there and just give your pitch. And I agree, having sort of an elevator pitch ready is highly important because you never know what situation you're going to walk into. And I actually recommend having sort of a couple different pitches ready because depending on the audience that you're reaching, you may need to use a different pitch. You know, if you're walking into a group that has knows nothing about real estate, you might have to sort of explain that differently than if you were to walk into a room of people who are in the real estate business, which I think is what you're talking about. So yeah, definitely, definitely good stuff.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you, Scott. You know, so that's the thing again with picking the event, and you have that icebreaker because of the something in common. So that's when you're looking for events, which you can usually find some things on online, or even sometimes the community newspapers or publications have events lists. You may do something like, you know, a meet.com or Eventbrite where there's different events in the area. So it's a matter of finding them and thinking strategically according to an interest or a hobby or things that, you know, things that you can share. Another, just a couple of more points on the going to the events part. So there are situations, and yeah, it could be like some type of a, you know, a speaker luncheon or dinner or something through the local chamber of commerce or a local group. And those are fine. But again, keep in mind that, you know, to take the what I'm calling a less intimidating approach as others see it. But there are situations, too, where maybe five agents or five of you from your same office all decide to go. So in that case, something to keep in mind, if five of you go, each of the five of you should sit at a different table. I see this all the time, and it's kind of a event networking no-no of you already talk to each other all the time. Get out of that comfort zone. You're there to meet people. So I know I've had situations where you might see three people sitting there from a company that you would like to have a contact with, but if they're sitting there talking, you feel like either you're interrupting their conversation, which again could be happening anywhere else other than at that luncheon, or you're outnumbered 3-1. Almost like if I say something, man, somebody of those three is liable to pounce on me and make my presentation to them a little bit less effective. So the idea is, again, if there's three of you or five of you, everybody sits at a different table because then you're all able to meet different people at the different tables. So it doesn't sound like a big deal, but again, you're there to meet people. And the next part of this is to, as you are meeting the people or introducing yourself and just being, you know, getting to know them at an event like this, keep the conversations brief. They could say, you know, I need to move in 3 months and I'm looking for somebody, but you want to go, you know what, let me you know, look into that a little bit for you. Can I talk to you a little bit later on? And as much as you want to, like, you know, take them into the corner and tackle them, you just kind of have to do that and be really brief. Oh, let me be sure I've got your card. And, you know, I know we want to meet some other people and just be a little bit more, like, casual about it. You're there. Think of it as being more for quantity rather than quality. And I'll even call on the story I told at the beginning of meeting the guy that turned out to be my biggest new client of last year. At the time, I was talking more and I was almost like not taking my philosophy that I'm saying now. We were probably 5 minutes into a conversation about being able to work together with the one person when this other person came along doing what I suggest to say, oh, hi guys, I'm, you know, such and such. And the conversation started. So there was a case of where I kind of lucked into some of what I'm saying, but I didn't do it right. And it's just to keep the conversations brief so that you can be moving on and meeting other people. Because my point of that story again is, you never know. Here I'm thinking the one guy is more of a potential client when it turned out to be the other one. And just based on a brief conversation and the follow-up, which I will get to in just a moment. So it's a matter of, as I say, looking at it as quality versus quantity. You want to meet as many people as possible. And even if you don't think there's a fit, to at least be sure to follow up. One of the things that I do when getting business cards from people, and granted, not all of these functions or events are business related. People aren't necessarily going to have business cards at a book club. They may not, but at least if there's some way to be able to follow up with them. So what I do, obviously, is bring plenty of business cards that I keep with me. But when I'm handed a business card, this is just a kind of one of my secret tactics, but for those of you on the podcast, you're welcome to this. What I do is you can kind of tell who's maybe more likely or somebody that's maybe has more potential to be a client or that you know for sure you want to be in contact with and kind of speed things up. Is I actually, and okay, I'm a guy, so I'm wearing, you know, either suit pants or that type of thing where there's multiple pockets or, you know, a shirt pocket. So I actually will use two pockets. I will put business cards I get in one of two pockets. One of them is the I'm following up with this person as soon as I get back to the office. The other is, okay, somebody else that I want in the database. So it's just little things, because if you're meeting or you come back to your office with 20 business cards, you may not remember, hey, that was the guy that said this. So by putting them in the important pocket, it's one way to kind of help you, because you are going to be able to kind of, you know, be able to pounce on them after. With regard to follow-up, it's to... and again, depending on the situation, but I like to do a quick email of, hey, it was nice meeting you, nice talking about such and such, maybe we can continue the conversation. And by doing it from your business email, your contact information and what you do is right there. So in other words, it's the, you know, you can just say, hey, it was great talking about the, you know, the latest, you know, spearfishing novel with you, and, you know, hope to run into you again. And not say, hey, when you need a house, you know, you call me, because you're talking about the book and they can see that you work for whatever real estate office and that's what you do. Make them say, oh, you do real estate, or just kind of remind you. And then maybe next, you know, couple weeks later, a month later, maybe there's a next event coming up. You can email them that, you know, if the event is every third Wednesday or the third Wednesday of each month, maybe the second Wednesday you make a note and you say, hey, you're going to the event next week. I'd love to continue the conversation. It's kind of a less threatening way to get in their face and do this. So, and then you've got them into your database. And if, you know how to work your database and not just send everybody the same thing, it is a way to kind of nurture, oh, you can't make it. Oh, gee, I'm sorry. Hey, and then maybe you send them a couple of sentences about something that they missed. There are plenty of opportunities to keep a dialogue going without it being, hey, let me know when you need a house. Let me know when you're moving. Let me know when this is happening. So that's kind of what this is all about. And by going to networking events and that type of thing, those are ways that you can kind of cultivate. And as I like to say, you know, in the marketing aspect of things, that this is not something where you need thousands of dollars for an advertising campaign. And also, Scott, as I know you're dying to jump in and say, with meetings, then going to these events, there's the whole world of social media. So yes, I will, when it's a larger organization, I will put up a picture and say, hey, great meeting everybody at such and such meeting, or do some things that way too. So I know that's, you know, kind of your part of this.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, one thing too, just to sort of buckle off what you were saying before we talk about social, is that, you know, I've gone to events before, and if it's a like sort of warm enough contact where I feel like I really would like to engage in them, and maybe during our sort of networking small talk, I find out that, for example, maybe they're an avid golfer, or maybe they're really into fishing or something like that, then ultimately you could go ahead and get like a subscription to a magazine that is maybe like, you know, sometimes the magazines or subscriptions are relatively inexpensive, like $12 or something like that for the whole year. And you can send them a subscription to a magazine about golf or about fishing. And that's just a great way to, like, every month sort of have them remember that you exist. You know, so, and without going to a networking event first of all, one, meeting this person, and then two, having a conversation that's not necessarily, you know, hard sell type conversations, is a way to sort of build that rapport and build, what you would, you know, build that common interest where, they'll want to learn more about you. Because at the end of the day, people like doing, I mean, I'm not going to lie. I mean, I say this all the time. People like doing business with people that they can relate to. And you need to find that relatable. If you're not an exact mold of your prospect, then you need to find some type of common ground where you are relatable. And you have to go to events too. And the other thing I wanted to say is that, you know, I'm not really, I've worked myself to be a little bit more extroverted, but I still consider myself somewhat an introvert. And while I will go, I like going to events. I sometimes have a hard time working the room because of my shyness. You know, I'm just a little shy and a little introverted. And I think that's something that can be overcome and you can work on it. I'm a living example of that, but ultimately, it's just really good to get out. And there's been plenty of times where I'm like, I don't want to go to this event. I don't want to, I keep telling myself, you know, in my mind that before I go, I don't want to go. I don't want to go. I'm going to waste my time. But you know what? I almost always find at least one really good contact that completely changed my life, you know, at almost any event that you go to. And also it's just good branding. I mean, you're going and recognition of who you are and marketing yourself. Marketing yourself. So if you go out there and say, hey, look, I do X, you know, you never know who might be a referral to. Like, it might not be that person that you talk to, but, you know, that person's friend might need your services. And the next day they walk out of that event and they find someone who could they refer to you. So it's just always really good to go to events. And you just never know how that one event could be a big game changer for you. But for me, in terms of social media, I know I love going, when I do go to events, especially productive events, I always try to grab business cards when I can. Make sure you have business cards to share. And then I use a really cool app because I don't use a very robust CRM system right now. I know a lot of real estate agents work with a CRM system, but for me, I use an app called Full Contact, which allows me to download an app to my iPhone where I can scan business cards and then it automatically transcribes the business card contact information into my contact database, which then syncs with my email and email contacts and stuff like that, which I think is fantastic. I think it's free or like $100 for the pro version. So there's Full Contact. And then once you have the contact into Full Contact, it will automatically sort of pull in their social media profiles if they can find them. So I'll see if they're on LinkedIn, I'll see if they're on Twitter and so on, and then I'll figure out what's the best way to sort of follow them. If LinkedIn's not their thing, you know, usually like if it's somebody who I really want to connect with, I'll go ahead and reach out to them on LinkedIn because it's always good to sort of source a good database of contacts on LinkedIn and or follow them on maybe Instagram or Twitter, depending on what platform I feel that they might be best and most receptive to. I don't normally follow people on, I don't normally add contacts like that to Facebook for my personal page, just because I feel like it's not quite the right platform. But obviously LinkedIn or Twitter are platforms where it's people are more than willing to make a connection. And then once you have them in your network, then you have the ability to send them updates, you know, obviously share content that you have created that would be supportive to your sales marketing efforts. So yeah, definitely. If anything, if you're not a huge online marketer per se, you're not investing money into buying advertising online, or you haven't quite yet fine-tuned your strategy. Although if you listen to Dave and I, I'm sure we'll help you fine-tune your online marketing strategy. But ultimately, if you're not quite into that and you want to go out there and just shake hands, networking and going to events like at meetup.com and Eventbrite, like some of the examples that Dave had mentioned, I think are great ways to begin your marketing funnel and just find people who can help you and more importantly, how you can help other people so they will then help you.
All right, exactly. And I guess in closing, Scott, we shouldn't mention that this all came about. We're doing this podcast because you and I actually met at an event that we were both at and talked briefly that night and had a follow-up conversation, and here we are. So if it hadn't been for that event, you and I would both be talking to nobody right now on separate podcasts.
I think it's also probably a good point maybe for another episode on why you should create events too. you know, obviously it's one thing to go to events, but I love to actually put on events because then you have a lot more credibility within the room and you have a much greater chance of everyone sort of coming to you at some point. Plus you collect their email addresses and their contact info before they even walk into the door. So lots of great opportunity. Maybe we could probably devote a whole episode just to creating and marketing events. But first things first, I would go out there and just go to some other people's events because it's a great way to get ideas for what you want to do and for what events, you know, you don't know until you go. So you can find out what events actually are going to be the most value to you.
All right. So very informative. And anyway, I think we got the message across. And of course, any of you that have any questions or suggestions or want a little bit more in depth, you're welcome to contact us. So we do want your feedback on these podcasts and any other marketing or advertising related questions. So anyway, we will wrap it up for this edition and catch you down the road. So Scott, thank you very much. And we'll be back with our next podcast.
All right. See you later, Dave.
Thank you for listening to the Real Estate Marketing Masters Mix podcast with Dave Cole. Be sure to visit our website at davecole.com for more episodes with actionable strategies and to subscribe to future episodes. Please consider leaving a 5-star review and sharing this podcast with someone who would benefit from this content. Thank you and see you next episode.